This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Maurice Jones is with the city of Charlottesville. He joins us live in studio. How are you, sir? It's good to see you again.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. What do you got going on this weekend?
Well, yeah, I don't know about this weekend. Try to stay cool, I guess.
So finally, we have some summer weather.
We have.
A long, cold, wet spring that just went into the first part of summer.
Very wet spring, but you know, we never ever complain about rain after going through the drought. We like having lots of rain here. if anything, we might go to a pool. We might go to Honesty Pool this weekend, the new Honesty.
Tell me about that. Lots of folks have been talking about that.
Yeah, it opened last Saturday, and it is just a beautiful facility. We've had capacity crowds all week, and folks are very happy with the facility itself. You know, in the run up to the opening, there was some concern about parking issues over there with the facility and the renewed interest in swimming there,
because that neighborhood doesn't have a lot of garages. I don't think a lot of people park on the street.
Exactly, they have a lot of folks do have driveways, but then they do park on the street as well. So there was some concern about that, and we met with the neighborhood, talked a little bit about it, came up with a potential plan for dealing with it, and council said, well, wait a second, before we move forward, let's see how this plays out, and we'll have some plans in place to move quickly if need be. And the results have actually been pretty positive so far this week. We have not had a lot of problems with parking, but we are monitoring the situation to make sure that if we do, then we'll come back to council and address it accordingly.
So tell me about this pool.
Yeah.
And why is this such a big deal? Because I haven't seen it yet. I've seen pictures, and it looks like a water park, you know, like a Water Country USA or something.
And that's exactly what it kind of is. It's that's why we're very particular in calling it an aquatic center instead of just a pool, because there are all kinds of play activities there for kids of all ages, for people of all ages. There's a lazy river, which you can maneuver through it with kids and on your own. I was actually kind of surprised by how much fun people were having with that, adults and kids alike. And there's a zero depth entry point, so there's an area in the pool where you can have infants and toddlers that's safe to play in and that type of thing. And so it's a facility that really lends itself to all kinds of different activities for, as I mentioned before, people of all ages.
That's great. What was the final price tag on this?
It was about a little over $5 million for the pool.
That's actually... You know, that's a lot of money.
It is
one.
A lot of money.
But
no
in a city budget, that's really not.
Well, and if you look at it from
that's
this
cheaper
standpoint.
Cheaper than a new mall, you know.
Well, you look at it from this standpoint. I mean, the old Honesty Pool had to be shut down anyways, and so we needed to do something with that facility. It's a problem that we have with a number of our older facilities here in Charlottesville that we've been trying to address over the last 4, 5, 6 years are maintenance issues. It's the same issue we had at Smith Pool, and that now that has been torn down as we're moving closer and closer to starting construction on that. In fact, we had the official groundbreaking today for not only the Smith Pool over by Buford School, but also the Boys and Girls Club.
Ooh,
it was a joint press
wow.
conference today to announce as we move forward. And so the construction will begin relatively soon in the next few weeks to a couple of months. Construction on both buildings will be going on at the same time, and they both should be up and running at some point in the summer of next year or into the early part of the fall.
My guest is Maurice Jones with the City of Charlottesville. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. You got a question about Charlottesville city government? Give me a call, 977-1070. Now, back up and tell me again, Smith, where are these? And they're right next to each other?
They're right next to each other. The Smith Pool, the structure was located right by Buford Middle School. And within that structure, we had a place for the Boys and Girls Club. And a number of years ago, the Boys and Girls Club said, we need more space. We need to grow beyond this. And so the city and the city schools agreed to provide the land for the Boys and Girls Club if they could raise the money to actually put a building up that would now, once it's complete next year, will accommodate 400 kids per day that could be over there and be involved with activities. At the same time, we decided we were going to build a new pool at Buford, and the pool will actually be a combination. We'll have a lap pool, which will have six lanes for lap swimming, and then an aquatic center similar to what we have over at Honesty that would accommodate families and kids. And they would have access to that year-round.
Like another water park.
Exactly, but it would be indoor, so you could utilize it beyond the 3 months that we have during the
a
summer.
A year-round water park.
Exactly.
Indoor water park.
Yep, and a small fitness center as well. So,
that's totally cool.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, we needed to do something with the building, and we've been putting money aside from a capital improvement standpoint for a number of years to help address this construction and address these issues there.
So the girls and boys club, we're talking with Mo Jones from the city of Charlottesville, the Boys and Girls Club will be right next door to that and can use that facility as well.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I must say, my father, when he worked in Washington with Senator Thurmond for over 30 years, was very involved with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And my family has a long history with them and a big, big fan. And for folks who don't know the positive work that they do in so many communities across America, it is so incredibly impressive.
Sure.
That the impact that they really have in so many lives. I mean, this is an organization that does fantastic work.
It's incredible work, and that's why we've been partnering with them for decades now, and still partner with them in the interim until they have their new facility up and running with some of our community centers that we have here to get them through this period of time during construction. They'll be up and running next fall. One of the things that I thought was fascinating was that they have a huge waiting list of kids who cannot participate in their program because they simply don't have the facilities.
You're
for
kidding.
It, that they'll be able to accommodate next fall.
That's great.
Yeah.
So kids who want to go over there after school, participate, or on the weekends, or even in the summer,
right,
and get involved, right now they can't.
And then they couldn't before because they were just limited by their surroundings. They just didn't have the physical location to handle that many kids, and now they'll be able to do that next year.
That's fantastic. Maurice Jones with the city of Charlottesville. Speaking of kids, what is this about the city's summer youth internship program?
Well, we just started the new season of that on Wednesday, had a luncheon to recognize the kids. This is a program that was restarted a few years ago by the city of Charlottesville. Our first year, we had about 30 kids who were involved with the program, and we work with local businesses throughout the community who will agree to take on kids for 6 weeks to do work, but then just as importantly, to serve as mentors for these kids as well. It's for many of these kids, it's their first opportunity to work in the community, to work a job, and to learn what it takes to be successful in a job and employment situation. And so we just had our luncheon on Wednesday, and we welcomed 81 kids into the program this year.
So that's a lot of kids.
It is, and we had 129 kids who showed interest in the very beginning. We ended up interviewing 92, and we had to pare it down to 81 kids who are excited and looking forward to six very successful weeks.
What is it? What's the age?
14 to 16 year olds, yep.
City residents.
Yes.
And you hook them up with mentors, local business owners.
And a number of the kids will be working for the city of Charlottesville as well, but we have 55 different groups this year or businesses that are willing to take in some of the kids and work with them as they're learning how to work and operate in an employment environment.
That's wonderful.
It is indeed. And like I said, it's growing in leaps and bounds. And I think—
This is a new thing?
I do believe we're in our third year. This is not brand new. This is something that's been done in the past. We had Flora Kelly, who's been a longtime employee for the city of Charlottesville, works in human resources, who grew up in Charlottesville, and she gave a testimonial the other day about her experiences back in the 70s, I believe it was, going through the program and how much of an impact it had on her life. And we hear that from a ton of folks who in the community as we talk about this issue.
That's great. We're talking with Maurice Jones from the city of Charlottesville. We're going to take a very quick break. We got about 12 minutes before the hour of 5 p.m. here in Central Virginia. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WINA. I'm Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville Right Now. Happy Friday. 88 degrees. Coming up in the next half hour at 8 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, we'll talk live in studio with Juan Mendez, a 10-year veteran of the U.S. Marines, two tours of duty in Iraq, a student at Mr. Jefferson's University, and the winner of an international competition to give sound to DNA. It's called Sonification, an emerging interdisciplinary field in the arts and sciences. He lets us know what DNA sounds like. We will hear that in the next half hour. Let's rejoin our conversation with Maurice Jones, the assistant city manager for the city of Charlottesville. You have an event coming up at the Hope Community Center, the Meet Your Neighbor Partnership. Is that right?
We are working with Hope Community Center this summer on promoting getting folks together to talk about things that are going on in their neighborhoods. And it's interesting that we were working on parallel paths here for a little while. Hope was working on this project. We were working on what we were tentatively calling a community conversation series, where we'd go out, bring together a few neighborhoods and talk about issues that were going on in the city and going on in their neighborhoods. And we thought, well, before we officially launch that, why don't we work to partner with the Hope Community Center to do this? And so they are going from one park to another for 10 weeks. They started last week, last Saturday, at Belmont Park. This Saturday will be at Azalea Park, where they're inviting folks from the surrounding neighborhoods and from the larger community to come in. And there will be activities. It's kind of a community fair type of thing going on at the same time. But then also an opportunity for folks to you know, meet each other and talk about things that are going on in their community. And on four occasions this summer, we will be there. City representatives will be there to talk to the neighborhoods about issues that are going on there and respond, and then hopefully find some solutions to some of their concerns. On July 11th, we will be at Washington Park. July 18th at Lee Park. August 8th at Tonsler Park, and then August 29th back at the Hope Community Center, where that will be the last event of the of the summer. That's located over in the 10th and Page area of town. They've obviously have been doing good work there at Hope Community for quite some time now. And we saw this as a great opportunity for us to partner with them and to try to bring people together. One of our goals, one of the city council goals and objectives, is to increase the level of civic engagement that we have here in the Charlottesville area, get more people out and about, especially in our neighborhoods, where we have some very, very active neighborhood associations and then some that aren't so active. And so we see it as a great benefit to have more people involved, to have their voices heard, so that we can identify what the issues are and try to find some consensus on how to deal with them.
You know, Maurice, I just gave a talk this afternoon about Thomas Jefferson on leadership to the Sorensen Institute's 2009 College Leaders Program. And the big theme of my talk is always, you know, freedom isn't just traveling and choosing among 12 different kinds of cereal.
Sure.
Freedom, the extent of your freedom is the exact extent to which you participate in the decisions that affect your life. Well, and it begins in your own neighborhood.
I completely agree. I think it's interesting, and I think you and I have had this conversation too, that we have such incredible focus and energy on presidential elections and turnout for presidential elections. And then when we have a city council election, the turnout is much smaller, despite the fact that city councilors can have a major impact on your life, and city government can as well. And so we're trying to raise that level of awareness about the impact that local government can have and the impact that you can have as a person, just one person, working with your neighbors to make a difference in your community as well. So it is important to get out and be a part of this discussion. We also recognize, though, that people are busy. There are a lot of things that folks are involved with these days, especially in the Charlottesville community. We have a very active community, so we understand that. So we're trying to find different ways to reach people, either coming out into the community, sending information out on a regular basis, but then also we're looking at social media as well. You know, how can we take advantage of that to try to get more people involved? We just had a meeting this past week to talk about ways that we can get more people to be involved with meetings where they don't necessarily have to come down and actually sit and participate.
Yeah. Are there ways? Which can be hard for some people.
It can, exactly. And so can we get folks to join us via the internet or via telephone, you know, that type of thing. And so we're working on that.
So instead of just complaining, oh, I hate the city, Charlottesville, I hate the city government, I hate what they do over and over again, you know, which some people do, get involved. Go down to a meeting and be heard.
Yeah, and we welcome that, and we welcome the criticism as well. We don't pretend to have all the answers, and many times answers can come from unlikely places. So if you are upset about something that's going on in the city, make it known to us. Call us, come down, email, whatever it may be, and maybe we can find some solutions that will be beneficial not only to this person and their one complaint, but to the community at large.
He is the Assistant City Manager for the City of Charlottesville, Maurice Jones, live in studio. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Give us an update, if you can, about the dialogue on race, because I know we spoke about that the last time you were here, and I think it was supposed to get going this summer, right?
And it is. We have our steering committees in place. We've had several meetings so far. We are working right now to bring in a facilitative training group that would help us train our local facilitators in the small group discussions that we anticipate beginning in the latter part of the fall. Our hope is to get this group on board, and then spend August and September really promoting the dialogue, what it's about, how important it can be to our community, and encouraging people to sign up either to be local volunteer facilitators or to come aboard as a participant in one of the small group discussions. And we anticipate the small groups will be 10 to 12, 13 people in each one of the groups, with a facilitator or two helping guiding folks through a discussion about what is a very complicated issue in our community, and that's the issue of race relations.
Now, Maurice, for those who are just joining us, didn't even know the city was doing this, talk, if you can, we have a couple minutes left, but talk, if you can, about there's other communities in America that have done just this, right?
There are a lot of communities in America. Actually, really opened my eyes when I started the research for this last fall, after the city council said, we want to make this a priority in the next year or so. And it varies. There are different types of approaches to this and models. The one model that we settled upon was what's called a study circle model, where you bring together small groups of people with diverse backgrounds and have them talk about issues of race, have them learn about each other, about our perceptions, our realities, our experiences, and then move from there to how do we identify the issues that are out there today, and then take yet another step, which is what are some solutions? And so each one
of
these
groups, dialogue might actually produce policy.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, you can only be so successful if you're just having the dialogue. I think there's great, wonderful benefits that can come out of that, but you've got to also turn dialogue into action. And I think we're putting in place a plan to help make that happen. In the end.
That's fantastic.
I can't say exactly what that's going to be just yet, because that information is going to come out.
The dialogue has yet to happen.
Exactly. It's going to come out of the small groups, and there'll be a community discussion about the steps that we have to take next and what needs to be done.
And for folks who might want to participate in that dialogue, whether as a facilitator or you know, a participant in the conversation,
sure.
How do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach me at the city manager's office, which is 434-970-3115. Or they can kind of keep an eye out, because we're going to be putting out more information over the next couple of months or so, soliciting folks to be a part of the process. We'll have them apply online. We'll send people applications if they don't have access to the internet, and then we'll move from there.
Sounds good. Maurice Jones, the Assistant City Manager for the City of Charlottesville. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
Coy. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.